Good morning and welcome to Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. I'm your host, Rob Bird. We are truly honored to be able to bring to you the people and places of Southwest Michigan and beyond. Happy Saturday and welcome to the big 40th episode. I don't know if it's my face or just cruel irony, but secrets have been given to me and they are killing me. Tell a radio man that kind of a thing in confidence, and I can't tell no one? Just kidding. I don't know anything. Ignorance is bliss. We have so much to tell you, so let's get to it. On the show, Matt Quameda from Norman Camera will be here to talk about binoculars and sport optics. Allegan County Prosecutor Myrene K. Cook will be here to talk about a really cool dog and Pam. Donovan Lee Carpenter will stop by after his Josie Award win at Dollywood from a couple weeks ago. Royce Myers will also be here to talk about the Masons in a best of interview, and a new music release from my friend Dale Robbie will round out the show. It's all here right now on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is T-Rex, and I might hate this show, but it's about time Rob Bird got some decent folks to help him out. Here's my second cousin, Mason Dixon, with What's Going On, Dog?
Driver, start your engines. It's the weekend, and it's time to ramp up the fun, because the work week is done. Yeah, buddy. This is Mason Dixon from Moondog Motorsports, and it's time for our new weekly feature here on Rob Dog's Bird Dog Moondog Saturday Morning Show called What's Going On, Dog? Yours truly, me, Mason Dixon, is going to tell you what's going on this weekend in South Haven and throughout Southwest Michigan. It's the first weekend of October, and their fall special at the Gingerman Raceway all weekend long. You can see everything from folks driving the family sedan on a track to super modified race cars tearing it up. They're having several time competitions, and they even have a nighttime racing. If two-wheeling gives you that good feeling, it's Sprat Run Motocross Weekend at Dutch Sport Park in Bloomingdale. It's the final weekend of racing, so get yourself out there. Besides racing dirt bikes and quads, they having a trick-or-treat, a chili cook-off, a pit bike race, costume contest, and best of all, pumpkin chunking. Three Blinds Brewing is having Blind Toberfest today. Get it? Yeah, buddy, blinds and beer. Can't go wrong there. If you go tell that Carrie Troyer that Mason Dixon says, hey, the fun kicks off at 11:30 this morning, but from 3 to 5, they're having a pumpkin slingshot for prizes. Sounds like a good old time to me. I wonder if we'll be shooting at those moving targets on 388, just in case you might not want to be driving past there this afternoon. I tell you what, tonight is the Foundry Hall's 12th anniversary party at 417 Phoenix, which used to be that old yarn shop, and it's quite appropriate since they'll be spinning old yarns about the past 12 years. Spinning yarn, see, that's what them old folks call storytelling. Harper Light Brewery has a second Tuesday jazz jam with Jim Cooper on the vibraphone. And no, that ain't when you put your cell phone on vibrate. Go get you some culture and a fancy pants beer at Harper Light. And next Thursday is South Haven's Fire Safety Fun Night. Man, if they had that when we was kids, I might not have burned up so many things. I wonder if they let you hold the fire hose. That sounds like fun right there. Now, if you have an event, party, or happening that you want me to announce on the air, send an email to us here at the show. It's moondogpro1 at yahoo.com and put Mason Dixon in the subject line. Whatever you do this weekend, don't get caught. This is Mason Dixon saying, howl at the moon, dog. Ow! Now, Rob Dog, I got them all warmed up. Let's get this party started. The lights are off, the pace car, drop the green flag. Rob Dog's the top dog, and the bird's the word. Yeah, buddy.
Rob Bird's Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Matt Quameda from Norman Camera is here from Kalamazoo, and he's in to talk about binoculars and sport optics.
How are you?
Well, how are you? Yeah, you take my job. You jump on me. It's your turn. Okay, you're going to ask the questions now, although I don't really know too much about binoculars other than how to use them.
Sure.
And actually, mine are probably pretty old, so I probably don't know how to use the new ones either. They probably got digital buttons and optical screens and... And then we're going to talk about sport optics, sure, which I assume would be for photography and mostly on your idea of photography. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's some video applications for those too.
Yeah, something. Because I know a lot of people think just, that we're a camera store and the only thing we sell is camera and camera accessories. But a lot of the camera manufacturers were originally optics manufacturers. And so making things like binoculars, spotting scopes, or rangefinders and things like that, because the autofocus systems that they have actually judge distance, You know, they just place hand in hand with what these, what the, I guess their business models are. So every camera manufacturer also generally makes binoculars as well. So
I was right, even though I haven't seen any new binoculars. There are menus probably in them, and it'll tell you.
There's like only a couple, but yeah.
And you can switch it from seeing how many feet they're away to probably metric and back and forth, and it probably puts a grid or something on it.
Sony actually had one that shot stereo or so 3D HD video. It didn't do well because it was like a $5,000 set of binoculars, but they had something like that. Yeah,
yeah, put those on your four-wheeler and go out into the backwoods with your $5,000 pair of binoculars. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, Nikon is probably one of the best optics brands out there if you are looking for something to either use for, because we get a lot of birders coming in, people looking for that thing. And we also do get like target shooters, things like that. They're looking for spotting scopes so they can, you know, getting something with a really long distance. Another kind of hobby that a lot of people have is a thing called digiscoping, which is attaching cameras, video cameras or still cameras or even cell phones to spotting scopes or binoculars to try and use them to increase the focal range, because a lot of the spotting scopes and binoculars actually have greater magnification than some lenses do, and they're also 10 times more affordable. And so that's just another way that you can, you know, kind of use an optic, not for its intended reason, but it does get semi good results.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess don't they make some of them with like SD cards where you can actually snap a picture through the binoculars?
Those do exist, but like I said, Sony was the only one that we've ever had that actually experimented with actually adding an actual camera into the binocular. And like I said, it didn't fare very well. I know that there are some people that really liked it, but generally overall, it seems counterintuitive, but yeah, a lot of the actual camera manufacturers don't actually have cameras built into their binoculars. My guess is because they probably feel it's going to eat away at their other sales, like their actual camera lens sales and their camera sales. So they try and keep the two divisions separate. So
those that are doing rotoscoping, as you had alluded to a minute ago, how are they attaching the camera to the binoculars when it's not made for that?
Well, some brands like Nikon actually make spotting scope adapters. They actually have a little eyepiece that you'll attach. You remove the eyepiece from the scope, you actually attach this, and it actually gives an F mount, so you can click your DSLR right to it.
Oh, okay.
Other people,
I've been away for a while on binoculars.
Some people just literally hold the lens. They'll turn the macro mode on the camera if it's like a point and shoot, and they'll just hold the camera up to the eyepiece and then move it back and forth to try and find that sweet spot where it fills the frame.
Sure.
And then just literally are snapping photos through the lens, you know, like taking a picture of the light that's coming out of the eyepiece.
Boy, I would think a GoPro would be pretty good for that.
Yep, they do work. I know there's a couple companies out there. I mean, they're all aftermarket that actually make binocular and spotting scope adapters for GoPro. So you can actually attach them, because I know that you can then like wirelessly send it over to an iPad. So you can actually see in a much larger view than just on the small screen that's on the back.
Okay. Well, earlier, a minute ago too, you alluded to that, you don't ever, people think sometimes you're just a camera store and you said, well, that's not all we have, but what is your guys's general rule of thumb though? What's acceptable in your store then?
Usually it has to be somewhat related to the industry, because a lot of times the manufacturers don't, you know, of certain products don't want to be in certain stores. They want to kind of keep their brand as it is. So if it's somewhat related in any way, or if it's a company that makes, you know, that we deal, you know, their camera straps for, but they also make, you know, picture frames or something like that, you know, we'll probably carry both things, because first of all, those both things are related. We also do carry all like those. One of the companies we carry, Malden, is a photo frame company, but they also make a lot of little novelty cups and glasses and things like that. And those actually sell pretty well. And a lot of the people coming in looking for frames also like those things, so we carry both. But it's more so it's got to be related in some way, or the company has to be related in some way to the industry. Yeah,
those are always the ones when I'm in the store and I see them, I'm kind of like, huh, this doesn't... No, I get it. I do get it. Yeah. You know, so... Let's move on to sport optics. We really only, we talked for binoculars way longer than I thought we would. So we got another minute and a half or so to talk about sport optics.
Well, sport optics, again, would kind of classify, I guess spotting scopes kind of classify into sport optics, but also like range finders is another thing that really is classifies as a sport optic, which like hunters use a lot to try and gauge distance to their target. But we also get a lot of golfers coming in looking for range finders so they can judge how far away a pin may be. Mm-hmm. Or how far they drove the ball or something like that, which, again, I was not one of those things when I first started here that I didn't think it would ever be anything I'd have to learn about because, A, I don't golf, and, B, I don't hunt. So, but, you know, now being in it and I realize that, you know, some of these companies have their hands in a lot of different baskets, and we do carry the products. It was something that I got to learn about, and they're actually pretty interesting little devices that you can get.
And some golfers that aren't very good take this game way too serious.
Yes,
when you see a guy that probably couldn't hit under a 50 under 9 and he's out there with a rangefinder every time, I just want to I want to make him swallow that rangefinder, by the way. Luckily, I don't go out very much anymore because those people drive me crazy. Regardless, Matt, you know, where does people find Norman Camera and where are they going to get some more information?
Well, we're on all the majors of social media. You can also stop in the store. We have one in Grand Rapids and one in Kalamazoo. You can call us 1-800-900-6676, and we have a website, normancamera.com.
Anything else you want to say before we go?
I love your show.
Oh, wow, that's the best thing you could have possibly said. Thanks, man. That's awesome. Your check will be in the mail later, by the way, too. So we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. You're just a phone call away to safe, accessible, and affordable transportation. Our courteous drivers and dispatchers will make you feel like the star that you are. Just give us a call, make a reservation, and a Van Buren Public Transit bus will pull right up to your curb. Or check out our hourly loop schedule and plan your day out on the town. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I'm with Myrene K. Cook. She's been a long time since she's been on the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad to have you again. It's been an awful long time, and I've been trying to get you back to talk about lots of different things, and you're a busy, busy lady, and your schedule is incredibly difficult. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that a little bit later, but I'm going to have you for a couple segments here, and we're going to talk about some cool things, or maybe they're cool things. Well, it depends. But I do want to talk about, and I've seen it on Facebook that you posted, you guys have a big change or something with dogs, a canine advocate program, and a new dog that just came into the program and was sworn in, which I saw pictures of, which was pretty cool. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have a dog. He's now an employee of the Allegan County Prosecutor's Office. His name is Joey. He's a 20-month yellow lab, and he is our canine advocate. Now, a lot of people wonder what that means. Joey can help children when they have to come to court to testify. He can also help them when they come to our office to meet with our staff before they testify.
Yeah, so it's a support animal like we've been going through lately with everything else. People have their support animals to bring them on planes and all over the place, but this one is just specifically designed to be in the court system to help out kids in stressful and, you know, legal situations, I suppose.
Yeah, so it's, what's been shown is canine advocates can help alleviate some of the anxiety kids feel when they have to come in and talk about things that have happened to them. Most of the time when they do that, it's not good things that have happened to them. So they're really nervous, they're afraid. But having a dog there that they can pet, studies have shown, reduces their anxiety levels.
And when you talk about a dog to pet, we talked about this a little bit before we came on the air. They can use the dog while they're being in their first, when they're first being interviewed by detectives or any of that stuff. And they can use it like when they're in court and they have to be and they're being interviewed. Or how is that whole thing used?
So when children have something happen to them, they are forensically interviewed either by the detective who's specifically trained for that or at a child advocacy center. In Allegan County, we have Safe Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog can be present when the child is interviewed there. But oftentimes, staff from our office will need to meet with a child before they go into court. And so when they do that, they're still a little leery because they're coming to a courthouse and they're meeting people that they've never met before, you know, having to talk about things that are difficult. And so the dog can meet with them there. But if eventually they have to actually go into the courtroom, the dog can sit in the witness box with the child. And the dog will just lay there, and the child has the opportunity or availability to pet the dog while they're testifying. Yeah.
Well, this one's a bit close for me, and not to go into details, but, you know, what I would like to do, I mean, at the moment, say, you know, for anybody out there listening, put yourself in the shoes of a young child who might have had something very bad done to them, and we don't even need to think about what bad things have been done because there's a whole gamut, but I use your imaginations, and you have to sit there in the booth looking out at the person who is may have done that to you. And to be able to have any kind of animal or any kind of anything that can bring that stress level down, I think is a wonderful thing. And has this happened yet? Have you actually had this happen in the courtroom?
He hasn't testified for us in the courtroom yet, but he's been in our office and he's met several victims and their families. And you can see that it also helps alleviate stress with their families, too.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a dog in the Canine Advocate Program in Allegan County, and which this dog is there designed to help kids who have had traumatic circumstances that they're in the court for, whatever it's, or in a police station, too. Is this kind of thing where they say something happens and they quickly make that call and say, we need him here for this child?
Typically, they will let us know in advance if we need to take him to the advocacy center. They would let us know that. But most of the time it's for when the child comes to our office or actually has to go to court.
Yeah. Now, how is this same thing happening in other counties around the state? Or is this kind of something that's building momentum? Or is this a new thing or is this an old thing?
I think it's definitely building momentum. We worked with the Canine Advocate Program out of West Bloomfield, and they have placed over 24 dogs around the state in either prosecutor's offices, child advocacy centers, some universities. There's one place at MSU after the situations they had going on there. And it's a really great program. There's extensive training that these dogs go through, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about that.
Please do.
So for the first year of Joey's life, he actually resided with an inmate with the Michigan Department of Corrections in a low security facility. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of his training. They teach him one-word commands.
The sit, stay, come.
All of that. Yeah. But they also teach him park, P-A-R-K.
Okay.
And that's his word when he has to go outside. So he knows that he has to do that on command. If we have a break from court and he needs to take a little break, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
then that's the word that is used. So he resided with an inmate for about a year, and then he went to the Leader Dogs for the Blind program. And they have to go through four different levels of training for that. It's extensive training. It costs somewhere just over $40,000 overall.
Ooh, okay.
Joey got to level 3, but unfortunately they noticed he had a small spot on one of his cornea. Now, it doesn't affect his vision, and he doesn't have any medical issues that will arise from it. But you can imagine, as a leader dog, he needs to have exactly perfect vision. So what they do at that point is they don't want to stop the training the dog's been involved in for so many years at this point, and they re-career him. That's what they call it. So they re-careered him to the Canine Advocate Program mm-hmm. to be placed with a prosecutor's office.
Okay. Well, I guess that is a positive. I was kind of starting to feel, you know what, a dog has a little spot on its cornea. And now, you know, we used to be that way in our military. If you're flat-footed, you can't be in the military. I think they pretty much lost those restrictions now that not so many people are signing up. But, you know, to me, it's like a little spot on the cornea doesn't affect his vision. How does that disqualify anybody, even a dog, for anything?
Well, it did for Leader Dogs for the Blind, and they just have certain parameters they have to meet. But they want to make sure that these dogs that are so trained can do other things. And so that's why they gave him a new career.
Okay. Well, and regardless, his new career is a good one. He's in Allegan County, which I'm sure he's quite happy and taken well well cared for. You know, what do you kind of see for the future of a canine program like this? Are there going to be maybe some more dogs in the county coming up?
I'm not sure if there'll be more dogs in Allegan County per se, but I certainly think maybe the Child Advocacy Center that we use might consider something like that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a great service to the most vulnerable of victims, and that's why we're really happy to offer it at this time.
Okay. You have any place where you might want someone to get more information about it and tell them where they can go, or is there any place like that?
Well, if anyone wants more information, they can contact me at the Allegan County Prosecutor's Office. We are actually working on getting Joey his own Facebook page.
Nice.
And we should have that running in the next couple weeks.
Don't know how I feel about that, but I guess Joey can have his own Facebook page.
Well, it's so people can know what he's doing and get an idea of where he's going to be. He's become a little bit of a celebrity.
Yeah, I'm going to be upset when he has more followers than I do in 2 weeks.
But one of the things that we also do is he'll have his own business cards, and they look like baseball cards. So it's a picture of Joey on the front with some of his information and statistics on the back. And if we have people who are willing to offer any of their services, for example, we had a photographer who is his official photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a little shout out on the bottom of his business card for that photographer and their business. But it's nice to see the community stepping forward and wanting to offer things to him.
Yeah. Yeah, right on. You're killing me, but I love it. And that's the end of this segment. We're going to have you back in just a minute to talk about a position that came around for you and something that you're involved with now. And then we're going to talk about a few other things. So thank you very much. I'll see you back in a minute on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Jakeway Realtors. Born and raised in Salt Lake, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. From the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call, Chuck Powers at 269-767-6386. Find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Rappers, Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I'm still talking to Myrene K. Cook, the prosecuting attorney of Allegan County, which I might have forgot to say last segment, but maybe you've been on here enough times where people are starting to know if I've got someone who listens more than once, but we'll see. Nobody ever calls me and tells me, so if you want to, moondogpro1@yahoo.com and let me know what you think. But regardless, some kind of cool things happening for you, and just to throw it out there, you are unanimously voted as board of directors to the prosecuting attorneys of Michigan. Is that right?
Yes. So the governing board for all prosecutors in Michigan is PAM, the Prosecuting mm-hmm. Attorneys Association of Michigan. And they have a board of directors of 14 members that represents all 83 counties in the state. And we just had our conference recently, and at the conference, I was unanimously voted as one of the 14 board of directors members.
Okay. So now, as a board of directors, what do you guys do?
We do a lot of different things. We want to make sure, number one, that staff across the state, as well as law enforcement, are trained. A lot of times there are new laws or new rules that come about, and we want to make sure we keep everyone up to date on that. I think it's very important for the education piece.
Mm-hmm.
But also we get involved when there's legislative changes as well. There could be new laws or new rules, jury instructions, court rules, and that kind of thing. So our association also gets involved in making sure there's a voice for prosecutors when those things are being changed. changed.
Okay. And now as board of directors, are you president, vice president? Is it any of that, or are you just on the board?
I'm not an officer at this point, maybe someday, but I am just a director at this point.
Okay. So now as a director, what are your responsibilities?
We have certain meetings every year that we need to do, but we also get placed on committees, and there are different committees. I think one of the ones that I'm on is the Education Committee. Mm-hmm. I also teach for that same association, so it's a good fit for me to be on the Education Committee to make sure we are teaching the things that are needed by our staff and law enforcement.
Okay. And what what's the overall goal of this board? Where are they, a steering committee, or do they actually make policy?
They make policy as far as things for the individual counties, the ways that we handle things, not necessarily policy, I guess, but the best practices, mm-hmm. maybe is a better way to put it. But I think it's vital to have an agency that can step forward and make everyone kind of work together as a team. With 83 counties across the state, that's a lot of different area.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have a board that can centralize everything.
Okay. And what, when you are out there looking at what you guys are trying to make better for, and really, I guess it's for our lives as civilians. You guys have your way of doing thing, but really it's still about us and how you're going to deal with the public. How, if someone breaks the law, how do you reward someone that doesn't break the law and does something good and maybe turns someone in or that kind of stuff? Where do you guys go with this, into the future?
Well, I think we focus on some of the initiatives that are already started. There's a lot of different specialty courts around the state. We have several in Allegan County that are geared specifically to help citizens. So maybe they got in trouble with drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. And we have sobriety courts and drug treatment courts that can help them. And so having Pam be part of that can help make sure we are doing the right things that we need to. It can also look at, can we get any additional funding sources mm-hmm. for certain things? But even above and beyond that, they have experts on staff that can assist everyday prosecution. So they can, look things up, or they'll know the answer to something if someone's struggling, and it's a good resource to have.
Right. So who are the people that are on this board? Where do they come from?
The other 13 board members are from across the state. They're the elected prosecutor from each of their own individual counties, just as I am for Allegan County. And they represent their citizens' ideas and needs and thoughts. And then we bring it together for a general group for everybody.
Yeah. Don't we have a lot more counties than that?
83.
So if there's 8, why are there not 83 representatives?
Well, because there's not that many. So just if you think of it like a senator, we don't have a senator for every person in the state.
Thank God.
You have a representative.
Well, for every person, no, of course not. But obviously each county, I guess there's probably some very small counties that if you could condense the UP into one. But is that kind of what they do for the UP or?
Not really. No, they have individual county prosecutors.
You guys even let them be a part of it?
Of course
being part
we do.
Of the, oh, you do? Okay, good.
Of course we do.
So really, I guess those 13, that's what you said is on the board, right?
Well, there's 13 others and myself, so 14.
So 14 on the board. How do you guys really kind of able to justify coming up with ideas and stuff that are for all counties when they're kind of not all represented?
Well, we have a good cross-section on the board. We have some of really big counties, medium counties, and small counties. So we're able to bring in everyone's ideas and perspectives
okay.
and then put it together. So it's not just all the big counties have a voice or all the little counties have a voice. Every size county has a voice.
Okay. Well, what are some of the things that you guys run into that are, let's not say pitfalls, but what are some of the real challenges of being on this board and the board's direction?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a challenge for being on the board, but certainly funding is always difficult. The prosecutor's offices across the state are specifically mandated. It's by law that there needs to be a prosecuting attorney's office. The funding, however, mostly comes from county governments, not the state.
Okay.
And so funding can be a very difficult thing to look into. So there are times when the association will look at, are there grants out there that may help for this purpose or that purpose, and they help funnel information to the individual counties who might need that too.
How does Allegan County procure some of that funding?
Well, we take a look at what Pam shows as a list of ideas, and we look across the state to see what other counties are able to do. And so one of the examples we have is we have a victims' rights grant. We have received that in Allegan County, I think, for at least 17 years. Mm-hmm. And this past year, it was increased by $43,000 because we're able to show statistically that the level of victims that our office actually works with every year has gone up dramatically.
Okay. So you guys aren't heading out with the entire prosecuting office going to neighborhoods with rakes and raking up their leaves and asking for a $20 donation, right? That'd be a great way to make some money, it might be, if you have enough of you.
That would be a great way, but at this point, we're not doing that.
I'm sorry for even suggesting stuff like that. People get so mad when I say stuff like that, because that's not a bad idea, and then they start, everybody gets more work. But regardless, you know, that's a really good stuff, and, you know, I want to congratulate on the unanimous voting into the board of directors of PAM, and I think that's quite awesome. And I always like having you here because there's such good things, and you've been doing awesome things, and I'm always watching Kay. Now, okay, called her Kay again because she's my friend from high school, but this is Myrene Kay Cook, prosecutor from Allegan County. And thank you very much. I'm going to have you back on next week to actually do our interview, the interview segment, because I've got other people I got to get to this week. So, but I do appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to coming back to interview you again.
We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. You're just a phone call away to safe, accessible, and affordable transportation. Our courteous drivers and dispatchers will make you feel like the star that you are. Just give us a call, make a reservation, and a Van Buren Public Transit bus will pull right up to your curb. Or check out our hourly loop schedule and plan your day out on the town. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. Girl, you know it's, yes, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got a Mason with me this morning, Royce Meyer. And it's Meyer or Myers?
Myers, it's plural.
Myers, there we go, got it. You know, it's funny about that. I've known you a long time and I still never get that right. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Rob.
It's really good to see you today. And kind of what I wanted to talk about with you is being you are a Mason and you're the secretary of the Mason Star of the Lake here in South Haven. And I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that and what you do, because a lot of people don't know and a lot of people have some myths and misconceptions really about what we do. So I guess to start, tell me, I guess I already said it, what we do. So here I am. Yep, I am a Mason, and they are a bunch of good guys, and I kind of encourage people to find out more about it. But what is Masonry, Royce?
Well, all right. So it's a variety of things, but primarily it's a fraternity, and it's the largest and oldest fraternity in the world. What we do is we teach our members, ourselves, to be better men. And part of the way we do that is becoming involved in our community, mm-hmm. and helping the community be a better place.
Right. And, you know, and within Masonry, it's not just a bunch of men getting together and drinking beer and all that. There's actual structure within the meetings. There are different places where people sit and different officers. So it's really like any other meeting, any other business meeting. But we do have some things that are a little bit different. What are some of those things that people might think about with Masonry that they might not know?
Well, our initiations are probably the most interesting part of the meeting, and we really can't discuss them because it would spoil it for any new members. But when we do our teaching, we have a lot of discussion during the initiation when we bring members in about what we're doing and how we treat other people. And I think the key thing is, how do you treat other people?
Right.
Right? And some of the rules in the lodge room help us structure that. Like you said, it's very structured. We have a way of opening to remind ourselves where we are and what we are doing and who's doing what. And then when we close the meeting, we do the same thing. We go through a few things to remind us of ourselves and of our of our good intentions.
Right. And, you know, and one of the things that people get kind of weird about is there are some secrets when it comes to the general public. There's some things that if we were having a conversation, I could tell you just about everything about what we do other than just really a few things. And those are the things that you have to become a member to learn. So, I mean, what would you say to anybody that would be kind of thinking on those lines and or maybe even be thinking, maybe I'd like to learn more about it? And, you know, what are those things that you would tell them?
Well, I mean, it's very simple. It's like if you're in business of any kind, any time, you're going to sign a non-disclosure agreement with another business. You're going to say, I'm not going to give away your trade secrets if I come in and learn them as part of this process. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time as a consultant. And so when we say we have secrets, we're really just saying we have some stuff we want to keep private. And you basically need to do a non-disclosure agreement that you're not going to give away the stuff we want to keep private.
You need to become one of us. And, you know, and that's kind of cool. But, you know, one of the cool things about it, it is a men's only fraternity. When we talk about fraternity, I want to tell people, you know, you have to kind of, if you're thinking when you hear the word fraternity, thinking about college and thinking about parties and all that good stuff. Well, yeah, we do some of that, but it's not that way. It's certainly a different kind of a business fraternity, not necessarily a party or a social fraternity, but we do certainly have events that do social things. So, you know, I guess, what are some of those things that the Masons do to, events and to help the community?
Well, there are several things we've done in South Haven, for example. To help the community, we've raised money for the police department, for a variety of places. The Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum is another one. So raising money and donating it to local nonprofits is a big part of it. We also volunteer when we had Mermaid Fest. Many of our members were out there helping Mermaid Fest, count the people so that they could have their Guinness Book of World Records. And any time there's a community activity like Rhythm on the River, any of those Foundry Hall events we'll help with. So we do that community involvement. We also teach our members inside the lodge. And I would say by improving our memberships, the quality of our members.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in, you become a better person. We're improving the community at large because we kind of raise the whole community up by being present.
Sure. And I mean, a community involvement with any nonprofit organization is a key to their success. And we as Masons believe that too. And we do a lot of things and we are always looking for new members and people that might have some interest. And, you know, well, let's say someone does have some interest in meeting some of the guys. How would they go about that?
Well, really, all you have to do is give an email to either the Grand Lodge of Michigan, and they'll direct you to your closest lodge. Or you can, if you like the South Haven Lodge, for example, you could just send an email to info@starofthelake.com, and the secretary, whoever that might be.
Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah, it would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Would take it from there and find somebody to call you back or call you back directly and talk to you about it.
Yeah. And those that are out there listening, you have to know that it's not just South Haven. There are lodges within our listening area and all over the state and all over the country. And they all pretty much do the same things. They all have the same tenets. They all have the same ideas about community involvement and being able to take a good man and make him a better man, because that is one of the beautiful things of Masonry. And we got about another minute here, but tell me a little bit about being on the level.
Well, being on the level is being equal with everybody. And it's that every member is equal no matter what office position they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that
not just office position or whatever position they have in life. I mean, Lou Parcell always says that whether you're a lowly old dishwasher or you're the president or CEO of a company, we're all the same when we step into that lodge room and when we step into the world, when we see our brothers out there.
Exactly. Yes, we're all on the level. We're all equal.
You know, so there you go, guys. That's really kind of a brief synopsis of what Masonry is about. It really goes much, much deeper. And really just the camaraderie, being able to have a place to go, being around good men that are trying to do good things and, you know, do things for the community. Thank you very much, Royce.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly anytime we can talk about Masonry and show it in a good light, I'm all about it. So that's it. Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I'm in the studio with the award winner, Donovan Lee Carpenter, and Josie Fan Choice, a winner in the Josie Awards at Dollywood a couple weeks ago. How are you this morning?
I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you are so welcome. I mean, how often do we get to have an award winner in the studio to come in and talk about some of those experiences down there, which was pretty cool. And it was a long ceremony, but when we got to you, man, we got to you and it hit like a ton of bricks. And, you know, kind of how are you 2 weeks later after you've digested it a bit? How are you feeling?
Just amazing. You know, I'm just so grateful, especially because for me to be able to say that I've touched the fans' hearts and they want to say something special back by recognizing what we're doing. The show that Josie Brand of Networks put on down there at Dollywood, just amazing experience for me as a first-time year in the business, first award show, just to be a part of it, truly an honor.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, like I said a minute ago, it was a long ceremony. There was a lot of awards they went through. They had a lot of live performances, just like it was at the Grammy Awards. It was a really, really cool thing to see. And, you know, at a place like Dollywood, what kind of a place does that mean to have an awards ceremony like that there?
Oh, for me, it's country music. It goes back to the roots of country music, or at least the roots of the family of country music, you know, deep in the holler, and having Dolly Parton help Josie find a home. It was just a spectacular event for me, being my first time there. You're right. There was so many talented people that came together for that show. Yes, it was a long show, but I tell you, I was sure inspired, just if nothing else, as a new songwriter.
Sure.
Just the welcoming of all the songwriters, bringing us into the family. It's just the royalty of country music.
Yeah.
So what I feel about it.
And absolutely, you know, because really when it comes down to it, the album was released, what, 8 months ago or so in that area?
Nine months ago, December last year.
And already to be able to pick up an award on it. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it was 9 months later, several months ago. So within 6 months, there were enough people out there that voted to give a fan choice award, which before you say anything else, to me, I think that's almost the most important, not the judges, okay, this is a great song, this is blah, 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 but this is actually fans that voted for it. And to me, that's kind of even more special.
Well, and that's absolutely true. You know, as an independent artist, it's important for the fans to make their voice heard too. And this is their opportunity, I think, that they've shown, said with a loud, thundering voice, you know, we have something to offer. We have great music. And truly, I am fan-funded. So they all helped me fund that record. So I truly am the guy that walked with all of them carrying me.
Yeah.
And we can say
thank you to them one more time, because those are the fans that did the voting.
I tell you, the country music fans, my Kula fans, Kula Brands is a community of people that really got behind Donovan Lee Music and said, we believe in your dream, and has really helped me propel to be on a platform, excuse me, to be able to be heard by others. And they really have passionately, again, I say, I don't just have passionate fans. I have vested passionate fans in my success. So thank you to all of you. Let's keep going.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, and tell me a little bit about that area down there, because we were down there in Tennessee, down in just out of Gatlinburg. Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge.
Right.
And it's a real kind of a, it's a lot different than Nashville, but it certainly have its own flair there. And we spent a lot of time at Old Red at Blake Shelton's place there for the pre-party and the post-party. And that was what a great bar.
They were so gracious to us. And, you know, it's fun to be the guy that come in and say, well, who are you? Well, I say, well, you know, I'm Donovan Lee Carpenter. Well, oh, well, welcome. They were just the staff at Old Red's, the talent that we were able to experience that day, the songwriters that I've met that day, it'll truly have a special place in my heart forever.
Yeah, and you know, you get the red carpet experience back at the award show, and it was kind of strange because we kind of got in there right at the very end, because there was it was tough getting in that day, and we waited in the car for a while, but persevered and made it to the ceremony and watched the whole thing. You sat right down there in the middle, right up front, and I don't think I ever saw your head, or even the cowboy hat. I never saw you even look back once, because you were just so into the show.
Being my first year in business, just releasing in December, having three of my songs hit the top of the charts on some of the charts with names that I respected for many years. Mm-hmm. Just to have my name on those charts is truly an honor.
Yeah.
It's giving me what I believe to be a stage to empower, inspire, and motivate others to chase their dreams. It can happen to you.
You know, and for those that might not understand it, I think internet and then Billboard, what they see on TV, when they see Grammys, they see all that big stuff. And it's kind of the same thing, but the internet, and it's one of those emerging markets, and it's growing and growing and growing. And a lot of artists are finding their way from there, using as an independent artist, into finding bigger and big, huge careers within that, and maybe even into Billboard.
Sure, and that's what I talk about this company called Kula Brands. These are just a community of like-minded individuals that kind of perform some of the tasks for me as if it were a label, but really in the social branding and getting known, getting out there, getting actually into the studio and recording a song to be able to have a name in the hat, you know? That's really what the independent side of music, when I talk about being fan-funded, it's more than just purchasing my record before I make it. It's really in saying, we want to get behind you and help you get to some places that you wouldn't have been otherwise.
Yeah.
And with a label and those things, it's very expensive, and a lot of money goes into what I have found are finding talented people along the way, new in the career and new and up and with a lot of fire and want to strive to leave it better than we found it.
Yeah.
But now I'm finding the talented people. Journey changed the minute I met Rob Bird. That will be a statement that everybody will be able to see behind, because of the work we're continuing to do. Wait till you see some of that, but I won't get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I've got about 1 minute left in this segment, and what I do want to talk about, I know you are, but before we do get to that, I do want to talk about on August 12th, we're having it's a public event at the Curve Inn. Class of 1989 did an event, and we actually did shot part of a music video there. with this music video. We're going to show that music video and three other Donovan Lee music videos that night. Dinner will be, I think, around 6 to 7:30. Dinner, cocktail. We're going to just all hang out. It's open to everybody. And then we'll, then after that, you're going to sing. You're going to do a little performing talking about some of this music for the next couple hours or so and see what happens after that. But I wanted to make sure that everybody knows about that. Yeah. And that, you know, about 6 o'clock on, and, you know, next Saturday on the 12th.
Yeah, not just come out for enjoying the good music and kind of the show that we've put together, but the work that right here has gone down in South Haven. It's you'll be so proud of it. And then the foundation we're working with for the 22. Yeah. Come to hear a message that I believe is going to be impactful and motivating and a show like you've never seen.
And that's that really is what I'm most proud of, is that we were able to do these music videos here, most of it in South Haven, other than a little bit in Nashville, but most of it's right here in South Haven, to be able to show off our town in this way, or at least our rural areas for the most part, and our beaches. But I've got to get going. I'm going to do the same thing you're going to do. I'm just going to talk and talk and talk because I'm excited about it too, but I got advertisers that we got to get to. So thank you, Donovan.
Thank you.
Appreciated. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Chakeway Realtors. Born and raised in Salt Lake, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. From the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call. Chuck Powers at 269-767-6386. Find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
I'm with Pamela Thomas of E&H Auto, and we're talking about Zero Down again. We talked about it a little bit before, but in 2 minutes, it's hard to really talk about what Zero Down and being prepared for it really means. So, Pamela, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing so well. Well, you know, tell us, because we got to make this quick. Let's talk a little bit about Zero Down and what it means to be prepared for it.
Okay. So, Zero Down is just simply coming in, buying a vehicle, no money out of pocket. And being prepared means be prepared just in case you can't get that zero down, because everybody's not going to get it.
And well, okay, so if they don't get a zero down, what usually happens?
What usually happens is the bank kind of sets a precedence of what they'd like to see the buyer invest in. And what that means is when the bank buys the vehicles for the customers, the customers have to invest with the bank. Oftentimes, the bank looks for something as little as $500 down, but then there are cases where the bank would expect that buyer to have about 20% down. And it's all based on their relationship with their credit history.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you, let's say, I'm walking in, I've already talked to my bank and they say you're going to need $500 down or $1,000 down. How do we move forward then?
If you walk in and you don't have that, we try to work with you time-wise if necessary. We offer you some suggestions. There are some opportunities where if you can get someone to go on the loan with you, the bank will readjust what they'd like to see you put down. So if you get a strong co-buyer and you guys are buying this car together and that person has a better credit relationship, then you can get a zero down.
Well, with about 20 seconds left here, Pam, what should people be prepared to do if they can't get the zero down?
So one of the things that you should be prepared to do to the least or at the least is you should be prepared to pay for your tags, your title, and your taxes. That will let the bank know that you are invested in your own investment.
That's right. It shows that you've got a little skin in the game.
Absolutely.
Pam, that was wonderful. We'll see you again next week for some more tips on buying cars with E&H Auto Sales. On Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And as I promised in the open, I was going to release a new Dale Robbie song, and who is a friend of mine. I mean, a real good friend, I guess. I'd have to call him really when it comes down to it, my alter ego. Someone who I always have always wanted to be, but never really able to take that chance. And a few years ago, I decided just to start writing music and start, you know, doing things that I had long left behind. And, you know, and the only reason I do this and talk about it is to maybe tell you if there's anybody out there who's been thinking about the same things and writing or trying to make music or do things that you may have said goodbye to for whatever reason, whether it was kids, marriage, I mean, there's a million reasons that you say goodbye to the old dreams, but it's not really a dream. It's just fun to do. It's for myself, but you know, I've been enjoying being able to share it with you guys. And this is actually a song, and it's by Dale Robbie, with my stage name. And this song is called My Hometown Girl. Hometown Girl by Dale Robbie, which is my stage name, but seems real weird to come out of my song and actually come back and talk to it and not have anybody else here to talk to about it. But every once in a while, I write a lot of songs, and sometimes I think every once in a while something was good enough to share and put out on the radio. And for anybody that is out there that does stuff with music, if you like any of the songs, please send me an email too, moondogpro1@yahoo.com. Everything's for sale. That's really kind of what I do them for in the first place, is to sell them. And, you know, hopefully the stories will mean something to people and also be able to connect. So, you know, other than that, I think that's probably about it for this show. We had a great show today. And even though I'm not leaving on a note with a guest, I'm going to say it, and I'm always proud to have people like Myrene K. Cook be able to come on the show. Matt Quameda was so knowledgeable with our tech talk, having Mason Dixon be able to be part of the show, and we've all got some other people that are also coming on, some characters that I've met, and I just, as I meet them, I say, you know what? There's some things I want you to do, maybe read some promos, maybe come in for an interview every now and again, and maybe have a little fun and be entertaining as well as the education and informative that we try to be. So with that being said, we've got one more break from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a minute on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. Did you know that Van Buren County residents age 60 and over ride for free 7 days a week with our Transit Rider Card? Our handicap accessible buses make it easy for everyone to get around town. We can get you to your appointments, the store, and to your favorite restaurants. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call our friendly dispatchers at 427-7921 to arrange a ride. Van Buren Public Transit, our business is picking up.
Rappers, Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, and I'd like to say thank you to all our guests, partners, and commercial advertisers. If you missed anything or just want to listen to the show again, find us wherever you get your podcast. Just search My Radio Show, all one word. The opinions of our guests are not necessarily the opinions of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show or Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. We'll see you again next week on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. Been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2019.